Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series, Getting into America's Top Universities. The goal of this series is to explain the complexities of the college application process in the United States and give you insider information about how to successfully identify the right schools for you or your children and how to successfully apply to them. Choosing the right university is critical for future success. Getting into one of the top universities in America can set the student on a path for a prosperous and successful future. But getting into one of the top universities is very difficult. The admission process is highly complex and should start before high school. How and when a student begins to prepare for this rigorous process directly impacts the likelihood they will be successful. It is critical for the applicant and their parents to be fully informed and have access to professionals who can help them. To aid you in fully understanding these episodes and to accelerate your English learning, click the EN icon below to read along with the English transcript. For this series on getting into America's top universities, we'll be joined by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling with over 20 years of experience as a college admissions consultant. Suzanne has had outstanding success helping students gain admission to their top choice schools, which includes some of the best universities in America. Suzanne is committed to helping students find colleges that will be a good fit for them and where they will have the best chance of success through school and into the future. So, Suzanne, welcome. It is great to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Derek. It's great to be with you.
You know, to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about the services that you provide and maybe what folks should look for if they decide that they want to work with a professional college counselor?
All right. Well, my goal in working with families is to work together in a college search to find the most appropriate college fits for their student, as well as work through the application process. I like to meet with the students and the parents to figure out what the overall goals for the family are in terms of college prospects. But my greatest goal with the individual student is to help them develop their own unique strengths so that when they're in the application process, they'll stand out from other applicants. As an independent college consultant, we assess college goals. We develop a list of colleges that match the student's profile. We put these into categories of realistic reach, target, and likely schools. I take a look at the student's transcript. I look at their course selection and help them determine what colleges are the appropriate fit for them. I think that a college counselor is critical in this process because there's so much knowledge and information that needs to be understood. There's so many nuances to the college application process. It's very complicated, it's very complex, and it can create a lot of stress for families. So having somebody experienced and professional to guide a family, I believe, takes away the stress and makes the process more fun for everyone, for the student and the parents.
Now, we'll talk about this in depth as we get through these series of interviews. But at a high level, you know, when would you expect to start working with a student? And how frequently would you interact with that student throughout the process?
It used to be that I didn't even consider working with students before high school. But as the competitive nature increased in college admissions, I've found it to be more critical and more important for parents to come in before high school. So I would say ideally sometime during the junior high process, it's important to come in and at least lay a foundation out for the student and the family so that they can see what's going to be expected down the road and they'll understand how their choices will directly impact their college admissions. So I would say ideally come in before high school. You want to select curriculum that's going to guide you through the rest of your 4 years. The courses that you select in your first year of high school will determine the path that you'll be on. You want to take the most rigorous curriculum that you're capable of taking at your high school and where you can be successful. I meet with students once during maybe the eighth grade, once during ninth grade, and then there are always opportunities to come back in if you have more questions or to call or to email me, and I'm happy to follow up. The bulk of the work comes in the junior year. That's where I'm meeting with students on a regular basis. In the freshman and sophomore year, I typically do a consultation, which is about an hour and a half with the parents and the students. It's not a meet and greet, it's a working meeting. I will have sent forms ahead of time to be filled out and completed so that I have all the proper information going into the meeting so that it is a working meeting. And they'll come out of it with a lot of great information, points, and tips to guide them forward. But it's the junior year where the majority of the work happens. And in the junior year, I'm working with the students on a pretty regular basis.
And we're going to be talking a lot more about this as we go forward. You know, to kind of set the stage for our next discussions and to wrap up this introduction, let's talk a little bit about the metrics of the United States university system or school system. Can you tell us, roughly how many schools are there? How many students apply? You know, things of that nature?
Sure. We have in the United States about 4,500 undergraduate colleges that are degree granting. They fall into two categories. The one that we always think about are the four-year accredited colleges that offer degrees like a Bachelor of Science or a Bachelor of Arts. But we also have quite a few junior colleges. We have about 1,500 two-year colleges where students go and take a basic core liberal arts curriculum, and they'll come out of the 2 years with something called an AA, which is an Associate of Arts degree. So we've got both the two-year colleges and the four-year colleges. We also have about 17 million students in the United States in college. And one of the interesting things that I always like to point out to families is that we have more females entering higher education than we do males. It's interesting. It's the ratio is about 56% to 44%. So when I'm working with families, I like to point that out because sometimes there are colleges where it's skewed one way or the other. I find that the most competitive colleges are pretty well balanced.
Well, it sounds very competitive. Obviously, lots of folks are trying to get into these schools. Suzanne, thank you for helping us set the stage for our discussion on getting into America's top universities. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for our next episode, The Types of Schools in the United States. Until next time, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.